at Cedar and Cypress. We barack on our knees as copper and brass. And we lift up our praise at silver and gold. Please receive our worship and offering of praise. Oh, we prostrate ourselves as cedar and cypress. Yes, we do, Father. We barack on our knees as copper and brass. And we lift up our praise at silver and gold. Please receive our worship and offering of praise. Oh, we are your tabernacle, holy and acceptable, a reasonable service. Yes, we are your tabernacle. Please receive our worship and offering of praise. Oh, we are your tabernacle, the dwelling of your Ruach, your Ruach HaKodesh. Yes, we are, Father. We are your tabernacle. Please receive our worship and offering of praise. So we enter your gates with thanksgiving. Yes, we enter your courts with praise. Oh, and yes, we are truly grateful. Oh, and we bless your holy name. Yes, we are your tabernacle, holy and acceptable is our reasonable service. Yes, we are your tabernacle. Please receive our worship and offering of praise. So we enter your gates with thanksgiving. Oh, we enter your courts with praise. That's your protocol, Father. Oh, and yes, we are truly grateful, and we bless your holy name. Yes, we are your tabernacle, holy and acceptable, our reasonable service. receive our worship and offering of praise. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy. We want to be tried and true. Yes, we do. And with thanksgiving, we'll be a living, yes, we will, sanctuary. Lord, for you, we want to be a sacrifice for you, Father. Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary. We want to be pure and holy. Yes, we do. We want to be tried and true. Oh, yes, we do. And with thanksgiving, we'll be living. Yes, we will, Father. Thank you. Yes, we will. Yeah, for you. We are your tabernacle, holy and acceptable, our reasonable service. Oh, we are your tabernacle. Please accept our worship and offering of praise. Please receive our worship and offering of praise. Please receive our worship and offering of praise. Tabernacle, holy. Tabernacle, oh, set apart. Tabernacle, holy. Tabernacle, we want to be set apart. Please receive our worship and offering of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Host, are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. And thank you, Psalm and Sharon, for reminding us that we are his tabernacle. And we thank you so much for your time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. Here, all messages have been archived as well as the speaker's bios. And our theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Keisha was, a psalmist, such as was Minister Sharon, or a host, such as myself, or you have a word from the Lord that you want to share, or a praise request, or a prayer request, or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Now, on Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. Join us. What brought us together was the phenomenal company first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family, and as we celebrated yesterday, 33 years ago. We are now called Artist Light. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, and is led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. The number to reach that call is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And to avoid any charges that your carrier may charge you, there's a bypass number to dial. That bypass number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Tuesday, so it is Presidential Tuesday, and our host for this morning will be none other than Executive President Candy Mosley. Make sure you tune in. Now, I'm going to introduce to you this morning the Speaker of the Hour, and after I introduce him, I will pray, and then the next voice that you will hear will be none other than our anointed mouthpiece for this morning, Minister Darrell Mickens. Minister Darrell Mickens is a native of Memphis, Tennessee, who grew up in the greater Whitehaven, Memphis community. He was born into a family of ministerial leaders and is a pastor's kid, or a PK. In 2016, Minister Darrell answered the call on his life and began to minister and teach. He has served in various capacities of leadership throughout the years. Minister Darrell was also involved in a variety of ministerial endeavors that prepared him to embrace lost souls and minister to whole individuals, regardless of their challenges or limitations. The work of the Lord has always been first and foremost in Minister Darrell's heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, first and foremost, thanking you for allowing us the breath of life so that we could see this day, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to go before us and guide with your word and your spirit, Lord, the minister that is coming to present the word today, Lord. Would you allow him to bring forth those things that you would have us learn? And would you allow us, Lord, to open our hearts and our ears so that we may hear and receive the mighty word that you have for us this day? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory be to God in the land of the living one more day. Good morning to everybody on the Master Call this morning. It's most definitely indeed a pleasure to come before you all to bring the word. I most definitely want to thank Sister Janice for that awesome warm welcome. Sister Keisha Lee for welcoming us in this morning to our virtual sanctuary. And Sister Cher, whoa. I tell you what, you just really touched my heart and soul this morning with that worship. It just really brought back memories of me just being at church, sitting on the bench, listening to the elders and singing those songs, and having to get up every Sunday morning and being at church from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night. Oh, I just thank you for that memory. Well, this morning, I'm not going to be long before you guys, because everybody know I'm from the South, and preachers in the South, they get long-winded, but I like to hit it, get it, and quit it. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father God, for another day, Father God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to wake up again, because a lot of people didn't wake up this morning. Father God, we thank you for protecting us all night long as we sleep, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to watch over our children, Father God, as they go on their way to school. Protect and shield them from any harm, hurt, or danger. In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen. Well, this morning, you guys, I tell you, the Lord is just so awesome. My title and subject today is going to be... I'll just bear with me this morning. My subject title today is coming from Psalm 16, verse 12 through 14. And as that comes up, I'll go here to this scripture. And the scripture is, Psalms 116, 12 through 14. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of his people. And I tell you, the moment of glory that I had on the Master Call, I tell you, when they kicked me out the nest, because you all know I love to greet, and I was struggling with bringing the word, which I done brought the word several times before. It's just, I got kicked out the nest by Dr. Vanessa, and most definitely, our co-founders want to thank her and Dr. PK for giving me this privilege. And I tell you, it's just been totally amazing, and the TMC Master Call has just literally changed my life. So that's my moment of glory, being kicked out the nest. So I'm going to go ahead and get this word to y'all this morning. As I bear with me here, I'm having technical difficulties here this morning. Come on, y'all. So it's most definitely been an honor and privilege to be a part of TMC Call as we celebrate going into 12 years celebrating and I tell you, it's just been so amazing to be surrounded by so many sisters, so much encouragement, to be a part of the TMC family. And I tell you, the devil is a lie this morning, because this word I got to get to you all is truly amazing. It touched my heart and soul this morning. And I'm going to get it. Just y'all bear with me. Amen.
To God be the glory for the great things that he has done, is doing. And I tell you one thing, son, you're right. The devil is a liar. So you get that, you pull that word up. And as you are pulling the word up, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, with these children and this technology. I just want you all to know that the Lord assured me this morning in prayer that this fast is going to yield to us that which we have been seeking. When we understand why Daniel and did that 10-day fast, we are going to really be blessed physically, because when it's all said and done, after 10 days of fasting, they looked better physically, felt better physically, because they didn't eat the Babylonian diet. And we are going to turn our plates down and not eat this Babylonian food, and we are going to come out feeling much, much better. Son, you got it?
I'm ready, Mother. I sure appreciate you. Thank you so much. Amen. My subject this morning is thanksgiving, praise, gratitude, and devotion. And it's come from Psalms 116, 12 through 14. The psalmist David observed that when he was weak in faith or was out of God's will, his attitude caused him to not see God's hand in his life, and things generally looked bad. However, when he was walking with God prayerfully and in peace, his attitude was positive, and he saw God's hand in all that was around him. David asked the eternal question that every child of God should ask every day: what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? What is our attitude on days that nothing seems to go right? Oh, glory be to God. What about the days when we seem to be walking on clouds and nothing can go wrong? Just what has God blessed us with? God has given us our very existence. We have been born in the greatest time of all ages, surrounded with innovation, comforts. We have been born in a country that is the grandest on earth, filled with opportunities, freedoms, where everyone around the world wants to come and live. The family we have been born into could have been less fortunate, another nationality, different home, family conditions, a godless family. God's word is freely and openly preached without fear and any reprisal, and it is being spread all over the world in persons and via television, radio, internet. Never before in history has it been so possible to spread God's words. God cares for us. Millions through the centuries have died before even reaching the age that we are today. Things could be so different in our personal lives, such as the comfort we enjoy, our houses, our clothing, food, cars, education, vacation, hobbies. We could be afflicted with overwhelming trials and troubles of all sorts and descriptions and deceptions. We could be mentally disabled, not knowing even our own family members. God's salvation. God loves for us his gift of his son. God calls to us his Holy Spirit, bringing us to him. God's peace and joy that is beyond all understanding and description. The whole mystery of being redeemed. the whys and the hows. What should our response be to God's blessing? Overwhelming gratitude to God. God's blessings and benefits to us should leave us speechless and on our faces in our total unworthiness. Every hymn sung with tears of joy, sincerity, love, admiration, humility, and every prayer said with choked and quaking words. Total devotion. We should be determined to render to God all that we are capable. We should utter words of praise, but also accompany with works and deeds, a complete surrender of self, soul, and spirit to God. Anything less is unreasonable, for God gives us so much. How can we acknowledge God's blessings and benefits? The Jewish way. The family made vows and kept them. They presented certain sacrifices at feasts, and at the close of the feast, the father drank from a cup of wine. He passed it on to each family member, and then they all sang a hymn together as a remembrance of God's blessings to them. Jesus chose the same manner to commemorate his death on the cross. Remember, we call it the Lord's Supper, the New Testament way. For Jesus' sacrifice, we give praise and thanksgiving with our lips and our lives in service to God. But the cup, as we take the Lord's Supper as a memory of God's great love and God's sacrifice for us, your lives as well gives total surrender to God will in confession, magnification, and by admiration, thankful in all ways for being a child of God through the grace and our faith in Jesus. And in my conclusion, most people never consider God's blessings to them. Mankind has destroyed and dishonored what God has given: abundance, health, strength, intelligence. All have turned against the very God who gave all these blessings. However, one day, God will call every person to stand before him in judgment. Then God will render what is proper for such ingratitude. Some have become aware that it has been God who has been doing the giving. Attempts have been feeble, such as worshiping maybe once a month or giving very small offerings. Those guilty of such behavior should be filled with shame and guilt for such shameful acts. What have you been doing to recognize and acknowledge God's blessings to you? God is gracious, and he will even give more grace and blessings. Let our vows and service to God be limited only by our abilities. Saints, brothers and sisters, God is still God. Host, are you there?
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Darrell, for that message that you brought us this day. To hear the playback of, let us pray over our prayer request. Heavenly Father, we come before you remembering, Lord, that from whence come our help cometh from you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your saving grace that you have given each and every one of us, Lord. And as there are those among us this morning, Lord, that are in mourning, Lord, we ask you to give them comfort, Lord, to fill their hearts with your peace and allow them to endure the trial that you have placed before them as they mourn the loss of a loved one. Lord, we also ask this morning that you will visit the sick rooms in the hospital and also the nursing home, Lord, and touch those that are there, Lord. Allow them to know that there is you and you are there for their comfort, Lord. Lord, we ask you to heal those that are among us that are sick. We ask you, Lord, to to strengthen us, those among us who are experiencing weakness at the moment, be it spiritual, physical, or mental, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that you are doing in our lives, Lord. We thank you for the promotions that have taken place, Lord. We thank you for the victories that have been won, Lord. We thank you for the grace that has been shown in all different diverse kinds of situations, Lord. We are so thankful and grateful to you this very morning for all that has gone past this week, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening us, for being with us as we are on our fast, our 10-day fast, Lord, so that we can learn more of you and strengthen our bonds with you, Lord. We thank you for all that is going forth this day. Lord, we thank you for being merciful and kind and loving, Lord. And when we ourselves are not, Lord, we thank you for forgiving us when we ourselves are not forgiven, Lord. Lord, we are grateful and thankful to you for all that has gone forth this day, and we look forward with anticipation to those things that are to come. We thank you for allowing this TMC family to celebrate its 12th-year anniversary, Lord. It is through you that this is even made possible, Lord. We thank you for the messages that came forth thus far and that will continue to come forth to bring you glory and honor, Lord, in your name. Lord, we thank you most of all for loving us and always loving us, Lord, loving us when we are not worthy of it, Lord. Lord, there are the silent prayer requests that are also out there today, Lord, and we ask you to answer them, Lord. We ask you to take care of those who are needing care. Lord, we ask you to prepare those that are facing a challenge today to go through that challenge, excuse me, Lord, with your hand and strength behind them and on them. Lord, we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I know that you're going to want to hear the playback of this message. And in order to do that, you need to dial 712-432-1085 with the PIN being 957-677#. We also again invite you to join the morning motivational call, which can be gotten at 667-770-1525 with the PIN being 294-617#. We thank you, Psalmist Sharon, for our time of worship and song. And we thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. And thank you, Brother Dow, for that powerful word this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for the word this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you for all that you do, Father God. We ask you to protect and shield the TMC family from any harm, hurt, or danger, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to be the doctor that you are. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Father God, we just ask you to continue to be the doctor that you are, Father God. We ask you to go through the hospital this morning, touch and heal, Father God. Father God, we ask you to cover the bereavement this morning, Father God, because we know there's some people that didn't make it this morning, Father God. Father God, but we thank you for touching us this morning, waking us up, Father God, in our right mind, Father God, starting us on another day, Father God. Father God, we just can't thank you enough for all that you do, because you don't have to do it, but you do, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to touch the leaders around the world, Father God. Father God, touch their mind, their bodies, and soul, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help them to make the correct decisions and the right decisions, Father God, and the honest decisions, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to protect and shield the people that was affected by the hurricane down in Florida, Father God, and any other countries that it touched, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give them relief, Father God. Father God, we ask you to send them all the help and all the needs that they need, Father God. So you say you supply all our needs, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for this TMC call, Father, that you blessed us with, Father God, to strengthen us every day and every morning and every week and every year, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the 12 years, Father God, that you've made us dedicated to bring this call forth, Father God, to touch and help people that need the word, Father God. We thank you for it, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to bless our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K., Bacola Roberts, Father God, we ask you to continue to touch their lives, Father God. Continue to bless them, Father God. Continue to spread their wings, Father God. Give them abundance, Father God. Give them health and strength, Father God. Father God, continue to give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding and discernment, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to send them sheep, Father God. Send them help, Father God. Whatever their hearts desire, Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for everything that you do, Father God. We thank you for continuing to love us, Father God. Continue to keep us in your mercy and your grace, Father God. Father God, we come to you in repentance, Father God. If we did anything, said anything that wasn't pleasing in your sight, Father God, we ask you to forgive us, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to touch us and give us health and strength, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to die on the cross for our sins, Father God. And we just thank you. Thank you. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise this morning, Father God, as we celebrate 12 years of the Master Call, because Jesus is on the mainland. Just tell him what you want. I pray this morning in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.